Father, Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you, oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for going to the cross to die for our sins and to set us free. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap here tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'll speak for a few minutes on free from sin. Amen? Free from sin. Somebody said, free at last. Free at last. Oh, yes, free from sin. That's right. I'm going to read a short text to you here. You know, and then we're going to do something very powerful in a few minutes. So you'll be believing God. Now, I'm going to read here in John chapter 8. And Jesus was talking to the people. And he said in verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So they answered him and said, "Look, we are Abraham's seed. And we've never been in bondage to any man. So how sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Well, of course, they were in bondage. Their forefathers were in bondage in Egypt and so on. But maybe these particular people, you know, in their generation, maybe they were not in bondage. So they said, "Look, what do you mean we shall be made free? You know, we are, you know, Abraham's seed, you know." Praise God. Praise God, somebody. So they thought that just being Abraham's seed, you know, qualified them for being free, you know. Abraham's seed. So you might look at it that way, you know, and say, "Well, you know, I am this or I'm that, you know, I'm a believer or I'm that," and so on. "When I go to church, you know, or my father is a pastor or my father is this or whatever, you know." Well, Jesus said to them, listen to this. This is where I'm preaching from today. He said, "Look," they asked him, "why do you say we shall be made free?" And Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin." Are you still with me here tonight? Anybody that commits sin is the servant of sin. So if you commit sin, you are not free. You are the servant of sin. Amen? Oh yeah. Well, that may sound a little depressing, but that's straight from the good book, the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so he tells them that, you know, he tells them here, he said, "Look, you're not free as long as you are committing sin, because that makes you the servant of sin." And again, he told them, he said, "Look, the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." How many of you can say amen to that? Free from sin. Now that's not just saying, "Look, Lord, I'm sorry for what I did," and you go right back again. That's not free from sin. If you do that, you are the servant of sin. Because if the Son shall set you free, ye shall be free indeed. That's exactly what Jesus came to do, is to set us free from sin. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. In fact, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, this is the very reason that Jesus Christ came into this world, is to destroy the works of the devil. And we know that the works of the devil, you know, that's all sin, that's unrighteousness, and that's all these other things, you know. First John chapter 3, verse 7, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. But he that committeth sin is of the devil." Point blank. That's what he says. See, you say, "Well, it's of the devil." That's right. You know, because sin is unrighteousness. And when you are in sin, you can't have any part in God. It's just as simple as that, you know. So you must repent. Amen. "For his seed, you know, I said, he that committed sins of the devil, because the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. You know, so if we build again the things that Jesus already destroyed, then what does that make us? That makes us an enemy of God. You know, so we must not build again the things that Jesus came to destroy. Amen? Now, today being Good Friday and all, and thus this being our consecration weekend, you know, the Lord, and you know, I've been seeking the Lord for several days, and the Lord, he put on me to talk about this today. You know, and challenge all of us. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. This is the place where you want to be. The place where you'll be free from sin. Because the seed of God will remain in you. See, and here's what that seed of God will do. The seed of God in you, you know, will prompt you every time that you are faced with a temptation. And it will prompt you, you know, how you can walk away from that temptation. And how you can get the power of God. But if you are not praying, of course. Because Jesus himself told them, he said, pray that ye fall not into temptation. And let everyone that thinks he stands, let him be careful, let him pray, lest he falls. You know, so, but when people are not prayerful and all that, they fall easily into sin. Now, turn with me to Romans chapter 6. And I am going to read from verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also should we walk in newness of life. We should walk in newness of life. This is the reason why people, when they profess conversion at salvation, you know, we ask them to do water baptism. Because it shows that when you're buried with him, as you go under the water. Now, this is water baptism, not water sprinkling. You know, that's water baptism. You're buried in the water. You know, that demonstrates your burial, the burial of your sins. And when you come out of the water, it demonstrates that you are coming up in new life. And we're going to be having a water baptism service sometime this summer. I'm going to be teaching some classes on that for new believers, for people who have not been baptized. You know, to want to make sure that everybody is saved. Amen? Amen, people? Because I want to be free from everybody's blood. Hallelujah. I'm not going to make any assumptions about anything. Now, listen to this. Verse 5. It says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, Romans 6 and 5, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. You know, so if you identify with Christ, you know, have your sins nailed to the cross and leave them there. You know, don't come from the cross and carry sin and live in sin again. Leave them at the cross, you know, then you have the hope of being in the likeness of his resurrection as well. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, so that we should henceforth not serve sin. Remember, free from sin. And Jesus said, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Hallelujah. And I'm going to jump to verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. You know? Reckon yourself to be dead indeed unto sin. But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, even as those that are alive from the dead, and yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Amen? Sin shall not have dominion over you. I'm going to tell you in simple terms. And you young people, listen to me. Because I've always heard people always say, you know, well, why don't you just tell us how to do it? Well, when I was a young man, this was one of my favorite scriptures, because I learned this, you know, just coming into salvation, that sin shall not have dominion over me. And I used to go about saying, sin shall not have dominion over me. Amen? That's right. I was conscious of that every single day. You know, and when sin came in my face, I would just say, sin shall not have dominion over me. You know, some people think that actually it's not possible, you know, to live a life of righteousness. Well, that's what the devil would like you to believe. Amen? Hello? That's what the devil would like you to believe. It is very, very possible, you know, because Jesus already nailed, you know, the very root of sin. If you let him in your life, he nailed it to the cross. You know, most people think that what Jesus did at the cross is just the forgiveness of our sins. That's what they think. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the people in the, I think, maybe Catholic religion or whatever it is they do, you know, they go to the priest, you know, and say, you know, Father, it's been so many days before my last confession. And then they say, well, you know, whatever. And then they say a few words. And then the priest says, well, I absolve you in the name of this and that and so on. You know, and then they go. And then they go right back into sin. Then they come back a few months later and do the same thing. You know, and so, you know, that's one way of people thinking about it. You know, well, those. And then there's also people who are not in the Catholic religion. You know, maybe they are Protestants or whatever they are. You know, they think that, well, all I got to do is just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Just confess my sins. Lord has washed away my sins. If I confess, he will forgive me. And then, you know, then a few days later, I go right back into it. Well, you know, as long as you live that kind of life, you are still the servant of sin. And you are not free. But Jesus came that you might be set free. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, it's not just to forgive your sin, it's to destroy the works of the devil and deliver you from that sin nature. You get rid of it altogether. You know, when you were sinners, having no knowledge of God, you were servants of sin, the Bible says. You yielded your members as instruments of unrighteousness, as servants of sin. Now that you have the knowledge of God, and particularly if you have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Savior, you now need to yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto holiness. Hallelujah, somebody. That's the way it should be. Well, you say, well, I can't do it. Well, you know, sure. You can't do it by your own strength, you know. But that's no excuse. Because the Lord has already provided the reason, I mean the grace and the strength for you to be able to overcome sin. You know. And here's what he says. He says, you know, listen to this. For those who think, well, we can just, you know, we are not under the law, we are under grace, so all we have to do is just, you know, ask for God's mercy and he'll forgive us. You know. He says, well, verse 15 of Romans 6. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Say, God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. So if you yield yourselves servants to sin, he says, you know, then you are the servant of sin. And he said, whether of sin unto death, so death is the end of that, you know, or of obedience unto righteousness. You know, so think about it. He's saying, he's putting before you, you know, an option. You can yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, like you used to do before you knew the Lord, or you can yield your members as instruments of righteousness to holiness in new life. You say, but God be thanked. Hallelujah. Verse 17. So now he's going to project, you know, a more, you know, positive outlook for everybody. You know, so he's going to speak by faith. You know, God be thanked now that ye were the servants of sin. Amen. That's in your past. Hallelujah. You were the servants of sin. But now you have obeyed from your heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. So let that be in the past. Amen. Being then made free from sin, you have become the servants of righteousness. And so he began to tell them many more things. He said, look, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. See, the flesh wars against the spirit. You know, and he said, and the spirit also wars against flesh. You know, but he said, look, for as ye have in the past yielded your members, servants, to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members as servants to righteousness, unto holiness. Can you say amen to that? For when you were servants of sin, so he's, you know, this is now the positive outlook, okay? He's saying, look, you were once the servants of sin. When you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. But now we want you to be free from sin. Amen. For what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? You see, you know, a believer, if they have any life at all, they will be ashamed of the unrighteousness or the sin that they find themselves in. You know, say, what fruit do you have of those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of such things is death. Now listen to that. That's very serious. You say, but here's the good news. The good news is in verse 22. But now, being made free from sin. Hallelujah! That's what we're talking about tonight. Being made free from sin, you can now become servants of God and have your fruit unto holiness, and the end of that is eternal life. Hallelujah! Now, if you choose to live in sin, the end of that is death. But if you choose to yield your members as instruments of righteousness and servants of God, you know, you can have your fruit unto holiness. And the end of that is everlasting life. And he says, look, every one of you needs to know how to possess their vessel unto sanctification and honor. For the wages of sin is death. Amen? The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can we give the Lord a hand clap for that? Hallelujah. Praise God. That's right. The gift of God is eternal life. That's right. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, you say, well, yeah, but, you know, I gave my life to Christ. You know, and so forth. Well, if you gave your life to Christ, then you must make all diligence to walk in the light, even as he is in the light. Praise God. Lest, you know, you put Christ to shame again, you know, because, hey, Christ died once and took care of that one time. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, so, you know, I'm going to read, you know, some of one other strong warning, but there is good news at the end of it. You know, even though I'm reading the sober warnings and the teachings that tell us to, hey, get away from this, don't be the servant of sin and so forth, you know, at the same time, there is good news through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what we are celebrating this weekend. Now listen to this. In Hebrews chapter 10, I'm going to read from verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that has promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm provoking you to the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to say some things about that in a few minutes. And then provoking you also unto good works. Do not forsake. Say, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now listen to this. Verse 26. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. I said, this is serious business. Don't be messing around with sin in your life. You know, because after that, there's coming a fearful, say, verse 27 says, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. Wow, you say that's rough. Well, it is in the Bible. I didn't write it. I'm just reading it to you. So let me read it to you again. Verse 26, Hebrews 10. For if we sin willfully, now that's willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Because you can't put Jesus back on the cross again. But a fearful, certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. And he said, look, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. How much more sore punishment? You see, punishment. Suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. So what he's saying is this, you know, when you go back to living in sin, you know, you are treading the blood of the Christ underfoot, and you're making the sacrifice and all this pain that he went through, you know, and the Lord says, look, if you can, at me, and see how I bled for you. See the blood from my hands. See the blood from my feet. And see the place where they put the crown of thorns on my head. And see where they pierced my side with the spear for you. And he did all that for you. But if you make light of it, you know, that's like treading the thing underfoot of all that he did. Well, you know, last Sunday or whatever, you know, I preached on the church, you know, the deliverance from strongholds, you know, from strongholds. So because there are certain people that, you know, they want to be free, but they can't be free, you know. But I want to tell you the good news that Jesus said in John 8:32, he talked about the truth, and then John 8:36, he talked about being free. I want to tell you the good news that the reason the whole world today is celebrating the so-called Good Friday is because Jesus went to the cross for you and for me to set you free from sin. Not just to forgive your sin, but to set you free from sin. Amen? Amen. And I want to tell you this, that the Lord, see, this is a good thing about the Lord. You know, when if people really knew who you were and knew your secrets and so forth, they may not like you very much. You know, but not the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord has his hands wide open. Hallelujah. And there's a song I love so much. He said, oh, he knew me. Yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heavens to shine. Oh, I'm so unworthy of such mercy. Because when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Oh, he knew me. Yet he loves me. He whose glory makes the heavens to shine. Oh, I'm so unworthy of such mercy. 'Cause when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Yes, he knew you. He knows your dark secrets. He knows all the things and so forth, but yet he loves you. Hallelujah. And he went to the cross for you, that you may be free from sin. Hallelujah. And I don't want anybody to walk away from this place tonight with a burden of sin or the guilt of sin. Hallelujah. I want us to stand to our feet tonight. Praise God. This is Good Friday after all. I mean, what other kind of message should you hear today but that Jesus died that we might be free from sin? That he might set us, not only forgive our sins, but set us free from the nature of sin, so that we should not be servants of sin again. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to raise your hands. Praise God. And just take a few minutes and just commit, rededicate yourself to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as I sing this next song, I want you to come forward and lay the burden of sin down. And lay the guilt of sin down. And receive the freedom from sin. Hallelujah. Because this is what Jesus did. That's why he went to the cross. That's what the whole world is celebrating today. But what good is it? What good is it to celebrate Good Friday or whatever it is that they call it, and then we leave from this place and we still carry that sin? We need to be free from sin. Amen. Amen. Free at last. Free from sin. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Now, I want anybody that wants to rededicate their life to Christ as we sing this song, I want you to come and join me right here at this altar. The altar is open. Don't leave this place tonight, because I have spoken the word of the Lord tonight for your deliverance, that you may be set free from sin. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I want everybody that is here, I want you to begin to pour your hearts out to the Lord. Pour your hearts out to the Lord. Jesus said to Peter 3 times, "Do you love me more than this? Do you love me? Do you love me more than the temptation in your life? Do you love me more than your boyfriend? Do you love me more than your girlfriend? Do you love me more than whatever is keeping you back from serving me with all your heart? Do you love me?" I want to tell you tonight that the Lord, He knows every one of you, but He loves you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, He knew me, yet He loved me. He whose glory outshines the sun. Oh, I'm so unworthy of such mercy. Oh, Lord, because when you were on the cross, I was on your mind. If you had been the only one, the Lord would still have come and died for you. Lay your burdens down tonight. Not only the burden of sin, but the guilt of sin. And let Him wash it all away. Let the mercy of God set you free. Hallelujah. "Do you love me more than this?" Jesus asked. "Do you love me more than yourself?" And the Lord says unto every one of you, "He that will come after me, let him deny himself." You must deny yourself. The embarrassment that you feel before your friends, that's still because you are looking at yourself. You must deny yourself. The fleshly lust, that's because you're still trying to satisfy yourself. "Let him that will follow me, come after me, let him deny himself and let him take up his cross." Just like He was on the cross, hanging there upon the cross. Stretched out, nails piercing his hands and his feet, and the crown of thorns on his head, and all the beatings that he took, despairing to his side. He did that all for you. "If you will follow after me," he said, "you must deny yourself. You must deny the pleasure of that, the pleasure of sin for a moment. You must deny it. You must come to Jesus. You must carry your cross daily. And you must follow him." Carry your cross means you remember that your sins were nailed on the cross. Hallelujah. And you remember that sin shall no more have dominion over you. Those of you that are here praying, I want you to say, "Lord, I know that sin shall not have dominion over me anymore. Because you have purchased not only my salvation, but my deliverance from sin. I am free from sin. Free at last. Free at last. Free from sin. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am free from sin. I am free from sin. Hallelujah. Now, if this is your first time of committing your life to Christ, don't be ashamed. Just give your life to Christ. Turn it over. And if you've done it before, but you find yourself wandering back into sin, that's what this period of the season is all about. Remembering the great work that Jesus did on the cross for you, for your deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the pastors to come and pray with these people that are here in front. Just put your arms around them and pray for them one by one. And let's just pray everybody into the love of God. I want you to know there is the boundless love of God. God is here. And He loves you beyond what you can think. Hallelujah. He loves you beyond what you can think. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you can find that song that says, I surrender all, you put it up. And I want you, at this time, we're going to, as I sing softly this song, I want you to surrender all to Christ. It says, unto Jesus, I surrender. I want you to surrender everything to Christ. There is nothing else that should be holding you back. Jesus paid the ultimate price for you. So don't let anything hold you back. Don't let anything hold you back. Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Oh, to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. By surrender, I surrender. My blessed Savior, I surrender all. Oh, sing it again, I surrender all. Jesus, the love, I can feel the love of God, the bowels of love just flowing right now, the bowels of mercy just flowing, hallelujah, the love of God shed abundantly abroad right now, I can feel the love washing away, not only the sin, but also the guilt, hallelujah, Jesus, blessed be thy name, Lord, oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Put that song back up. We're still going to sing it. Leave it up there, please. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender. I surrender all. My blessed Savior, I surrender. Oh, I want the praise team to come on up. We're going to close the service with this song. The service is by no means over yet. We are still in consecration. And this song is going to give you another opportunity while we are singing this song. You're going to have yet another opportunity to surrender all to Christ. Every one of us that is in here, there is something that you are still holding back that God wants you to surrender. It may be your pride. He wants you to surrender it. It may be the shame that you feel that makes you to deny the Christ before your peers. He wants you to surrender it. It may be something that you choose above Him. He wants you to surrender it. He wants to be your chief joy. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, do you love me more than this? I surrender all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to sing. Let's start it from the beginning. All to Jesus I surrender. Do you have the beginning of that song? All right.
All to Jesus I surrender. All Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust in His presence daily.
I surrender.
I surrender.
us. As you were servants of sin before. Today you are free. Now you become servants of righteousness. Yield your members unto holiness. The end of that is eternal life. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you made sure that there is room for everyone that wants to come. You made a way, Lord, for us to come. And you said, whosoever will come unto me, I will in no wise cast him out. And for those that came unto you today, we know you have received them, Lord. We know you have washed, not only washed away their sins of the past, but you have given them the power, hallelujah, the power to be free from sin. For as many as receive him, he gave them the power to become sons of God. A son of God is the one that has the seed in him. And when his seed is in you, he said, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. As many as receive him, he gave them the power to become sons of God. And as many as have laid their bodies down tonight, as many as have surrendered all, I pray for every one of you tonight, that the Lord's power will be with you to give you grace to walk with him every day, remembering that he is with you and remembering that sin shall not have dominion over you. Reckoning yourself every day to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's put our hands together again for the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.